since a freight train carrying hazardous materials derailed on February 3, 2023, near East Palestine, Ohio, sending toxic chemicals into the air, soil, and creeks in the area, the incident has caused serious concerns for residents of the town, as well as increased scrutiny of railway regulation and calls for reforms. Jamie Wallace is the founder of the Chemically Impacted Communities Coalition and the Unity Council for the East Palestine Train Derailment. KGVM contributor David Rosenberg spoke with her about the situation in the East Palestine area right now.
And you say there are a number of sick people as well as pets. Mm-hmm. Would that be dogs and cats or mostly dogs? What's going on there?
You know, people are having all different issues with different kinds of animals. There was recently a post on Facebook about dogs that have died since the derailment. I didn't count, but I think there was like 63 comments. You know, some of them were saying they were sorry, but most of them were young dogs that were dying unexpectedly. We have dogs that have like, they're almost like fatty tumors on them. We have, you know, cats that are sick. We also have a woman who reported she's raised goats for like 20 years. And this, you know, the year after the derailment, all of her goats miscarried and she found the fetuses in her field. Another gentleman had domesticated foxes. His foxes were all born with cleft palates, liver issues after they were born. And we even just had a lawsuit filed. One kennel had a dog born with two heads. The reason why they research dogs when it comes to chemicals is because they're a precursor to human health. We did have one study that was done from the University of Massachusetts, but it was only phase one. It was looking at dogs from Pittsburgh to East Palestine and measuring, I think it was PAHs or PAFs. I'm sorry, not a science person.
PFAS.
PFAS, I think. I don't know. But anyways, the closer it got to East Palestine, the more the dogs had in them. The second phase was a blood draw that we hosted last June to take the blood from the dogs and to see if we could prove the chemicals were from the derailment. And the results from that should be released soon.
And isn't the National Institutes of Health supposed to be doing their own study on this?
J.D. Vance just announced $10 million. It's going to be 1 to 3 studies. And, you know, even though we're grateful, it's nowhere near the amount of money that we need. I've been working with Dr. Gollum from the University of California, San Diego. She's doing a research study on East Palestine. And it's interesting because she started with studying our Gulf War veterans. She worked at a VA when they were coming home from the war, the veterans, the VA was saying, just give them psych meds, you know, and she did this research and she was like one of the leading reasons why Gulf War illnesses recognized and we have the PACT Act. So now she's working in East Palestine and she's comparing our symptom profiles to that of the veterans. She did a case study. It's called Echoes of Gulf War Illness. But now that I'm working with her, I see things that happen where I realize the grant money is nowhere near enough. One example is people's teeth are starting to fall out. So, you know, it might be, you know, if she comes up with the idea, well, it might just be like, I don't know, pH balance in your mouth. Well, that's an added cost to the study. And they're so grossly underfunded. I mean, 1 to 3 studies for a 20-mile radius, I feel strongly that they have the perfect guinea pigs. You know, do the extensive testing, put the money into it now, because then when things happen like this in Moss Landing, California, and Conyers, Georgia, you know, we already have some answers. Don't make them the guinea pigs. Use us. We need more funding. We're grateful, but we need more.
And a lawsuit has been filed, right, on behalf of the victims of the train derailment. Could you talk about that?
So the judge here in our Northern District of Ohio court decided that it was going to be a class action. These attorneys came in, these bigwig attorneys from out of town. They came up with a settlement with Norfolk Southern before the NTSB hearing findings were even out. I called one of the lead attorneys and I said, this don't make sense. Like, why are you trying to settle when the research isn't in, NTSB isn't in, our creeks are still highly contaminated? And he said, I'm going to stop you right there. You are not going to talk to me about conspiracy theories with Norfolk Southern's attorneys. They have your best interest at heart. And I said, you stop right there. Obviously, you don't know who you're talking to. And second of all, I'd be an idiot to believe that. Who would hire an attorney that had the other party's best interest in hand. And I knew then we were screwed. So how they were advertising it at first is people would get an average. They did it in different mile radiuses, like 1 to 2 miles and then 2 to 5. And they had the scale. And they said that residents in the 1 to 2 mile zone would get $70,000 per household and $10,000 to sign away all your medical rights. So per household, I live in that 1 to 2 mile zone. There's 4 people in my household, $17,500 each. But wait, we would get zero because we were relocated. All the money that they spent keeping me in a hotel for almost a year would be deducted from that $70,000. When it comes to the what people are calling personal injury, the signing off on all your medical rights for $10,000, there was a clause in there in the settlement agreement that said there's one pot of money, $120 million for a 10-mile radius of what people are calling personal injury. So they were saying that people in the 1 to 2 mile zone would get about $10,000, but the clause in there said that there had to be a certain number of people, and it was confidential number of people that had to sign up or Norfolk was pulling the settlement. So like, for example, if one person signed up, they're not going to give them the full $120 million. So not enough people signed up. So the attorneys, our attorneys, the attorneys for the class action, the residents' lead counsel had a Zoom, they called it a town hall meeting, where they had a gentleman by the name of Chip Carson get on there and tell residents 0 cases of cancer and 0 long-term health impacts from the derailment. And you could look Mr. Carson up on LinkedIn. He worked for Dow Chemicals. He worked for Chevron. He worked for Exxon and a couple of other places that were corporate polluters.
So why would a plaintiff's attorneys hire someone like that?
Well, they did. They made sure it was very weird. They said, well, he's not really working for us and he's not our...
He's supposed to be neutral.
Yeah. Norfolk Southern hired him, in my opinion. So then they also, the lead counsel hired their own testing expert who was like a leading dioxin expert in the United States. They suppressed all of his results and won't even release them after the settlement's over. And again, I will send you this folder. You can see a subfolder called Class Action. I have the video link in there so you can watch what Dr. Carson said. I have his work history from LinkedIn. I also have an affidavit that was signed by this testing expert that they hired. He has a confidentiality agreement, but what he could say is that his testing results were in line with Scott Smith's, who's an independent tester who's found dioxin all through our community. But here's the kicker. 2 things real quick. I get into this. First of all, the day of the settlement hearing, the judge was completely like dismissing the attorney that was arguing. Like, we hired our own attorney that said, wait a minute, you guys are lying to us. Dismissed him, didn't even take a minute to decide and said, okay, we're going to finalize the settlement. You know, she made a hearing or a judgment to accept it. So as I stood up and I was walking out the door, I said, this is a sham. Our own attorneys lied to us. And I go outside and a news reporter came up and said, did you hear what she said to you and when you walked out? And I said, no. She apparently told her federal marshals to put me on the pavement and then stood up and took her fist and slammed them down and leaned over and said, does anybody else in this courtroom want to challenge me? Mm. I'm not making this up. This is like real life. Because if I was sitting in your seat before the derailment, I would think, man, this chick is out there. Conspiracy theorist. So at this point right now, the people that did join the class action are waiting on their money. They were told by the attorneys they would get this personal injury money by Christmas, way past Christmas. It was also in the agreement that the attorneys got their $180 million right off the top. Mm. That's put that in perspective, $120 million for personal injury for a 10-mile radius, and they got $180 million. So they already have their money. And the residents, most of them have not seen the money. They hired a third-party administrator to hand the money out because you didn't know how much you were going to get when you signed up. That $70,000 wasn't guaranteed. They based it on factors, and you didn't know how much personal injury you were going to get until you signed up. For example, if you were over the age of 65, you automatically got your money cut because your life isn't as valuable as a younger person. So people still don't have their money. Now, people like me that opted out, I hired Keenan Law Firm, and I hired them because they are trial attorneys. Our justice system was set up to go in front of a jury of your peers. Now there's so many settlements and plea agreements that the whole justice system is controlled by, you know, the attorneys and the judges. So it's the betrayal from our government is outlandish. We just revealed documents where the CDC told our local doctors not to test or treat us for chemical exposure, literally going into the doctors and they denied us testing.
Are you getting any support from local or state officials?
No. Not even a bottle of water.
You'd think that at least the reputation of Norfolk would have suffered. Is that true at all in the court of public opinion? No.
There were signs in our town thanking Norfolk Southern. What they did is they openly paid off our village government a $25 million park. That was what was all over the news, and now they're pulling out of some of this. They promised a $25 million park. Community of 4,700. It's going to have an aquatic center, amphitheater. That's why I lived in East Palestine and moved from Cleveland. I didn't want all that. And what we really needed was a cancer center. They gave like $750,000 to our school district to recruit students, another million. They gave all of our teachers $500 gift cards, bought the kids stuff. They were supposed to put in a state-of-the-art training center. Now they pulled out. News is gone. But basically, I mean, they openly bought out our officials. Our town is so divided right now. There's the people that say nothing's wrong, let's move on. And people that say, hey, wait, I'm sick. You know, people are sick.
So the population is what, around 5,000?
4,700.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, 4,700. But it's basically the haves and the have-nots. Norfolk Southern sat there and watched who ran the town and who had the money right away. He was having secret meetings with the business owners. You know, we found out that
this would make a good movie, I think. Yeah.
Oh, and I'm just the tip. I mean, I get going and it's like getting someone to listen. And like I said, before this derailment, I would have thought I was nuts. Like, you know, you hear people say, oh, the government made up these COVID vaccinations to. And I told my husband, he said, what are we going to do when the evacuation's lifted? I said, we're going to go home. If the EPA says it's fine, it's fine. You know, I have a law degree, a master's degree. As soon as I pulled in my driveway and felt my face burning, coughing, couldn't breathe, and look over and see chemicals literally free flowing down the creek, I don't need to be a scientist. Which there's also pictures in that folder of the creeks I just took on the 23rd of June. They're still not clean, which I could go into a whole story of the side banks. Like where I lived, there was an embankment on each side. So it would go from like 6 inches to 6 feet when it rained. But they're only remediating the sediment, not those sidewalls. Mm. Again, a second grader could tell you when the water rise, the chemicals went into that dirt. So you can literally take a shovel of dirt off the sidewall and throw it in the creeks and just watch chemicals come out of it.
Anything else like this ever happened in the state before?
There are derailments every day. I didn't know that. I sent that you could set up a Google alert and I put in train derailments. You'd be shocked. There has been things, but not of this magnitude. Not that's gotten this attention and not where the residents have said, hell no. You know, they thought we were a bunch of idiots, hillbillies. And I think what they really underestimated was the old school morals that our grandparents instilled in us. You know, when we say mama bear, I'll fight to the death for my child. I will literally fight to the death for my child. And it doesn't matter if it's a robber or if it's Norfolk Southern. Mm-hmm. Once I found out that there was creek water coming into my house, and had I not thrown a fit and blindly went into that house, my daughter would be dead right now. I tried for 42 years to have a child and couldn't. She is my miracle. And I'll be damned if anybody is taking her from me. Like, we want justice and we want accountability. It's not just about the money. It's about all of the federal agencies, state agencies, local government that failed us. And it's about other Americans. You know, don't think they're going to treat you any different if this happens in your community. Look around you. You know, do you have railroad tracks? Do you have a chemical plant near you? You know, be aware of your surroundings. because it can happen to anyone.
Yeah, it reminds me a little of the Aaron Brockovich story in Southern California.
Let's not get into Aaron Brockovich. Because if you rewatch the movie, she did it for money.
Okay.
The person that, well, she has some documentaries. The woman I want to be like is Lois Gibbs from Love Canal. She was another house mother fighting from her gut. And they ended up kidnapping the EPA and wouldn't let them go until the federal government came in to help. Right now, we're talking to community Three Mile Island in Pennsylvania, where there was a nuclear meltdown.
Right.
You know, that's what I learned from this disaster is this happens all the time. That's why I was out in Moss Landing, California. That's why I was in Conyers, Georgia, because of this Chemically Impacted Communities Coalition. Like I said, it's sick for short because we're literally sick. We're sick of our government screwing us over. We're sick of these corporate polluters getting away with this. Norfolk Southern actually made money. Their insurance paid more than they paid out. You know, what prevents them from doing that again? And I know this is so much bigger than just East Palestine, so much bigger than, you know, just one incident, that unless all these communities come together, we're never going to get the systemic change that we need to make sure that our kids, our families, and our neighbors are healthy.
That's Jamie Wallace of the Chemically Impacted Communities Coalition speaking with KGVM contributor David Rosenberg. This interview was released on July 22nd, 2025.